Pop-up ads and other obtrusive marketing gimmicks can make using the internet a real headache, and criminals use so-called spyware to steal credit card and bank account numbers as people shop online. In response, millions of computer users have switched to a new internet browser called Firefox, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Firefox advocates say it's a web browser that's faster, better, and more secure than Microsoft's Internet Explorer. It's free, takes just a couple of minutes to download, and it copies your bookmarks and settings, so it's very easy to switch over to it.
I think it's a more secure browser. I've been recommending it for everybody.
Bruce Schneier runs an internet security firm. He says one of the big reasons that most people have so many problems with security and unwanted messages is that 90% of computers use Microsoft's Internet Explorer. He says in the years since it beat out Netscape in the browser war of the late 90s, Microsoft really hasn't done much to improve its browser.
When Microsoft won the war, they were the monopoly. You don't need to innovate. You don't need to get better. Internet Explorer stagnated. There was no impetus to fix security. There was no impetus to make it better. There was no competition.
The way the new browser was created is actually pretty unusual. It's been coordinated through a nonprofit called the Mozilla Foundation, which employs about a dozen people, some of them ex-Netscape employees. Much of the programming work is done by a loose network of volunteers and engineers at other tech companies, such as Sun Microsystems and Oracle. Then there's a much bigger outer circle of volunteers to help with troubleshooting and marketing. Mitchell Baker is Mozilla's president. She says the goal of the Firefox project is to spur more innovation and to offer people an alternative to Microsoft's browser. Baker says one of the big improvements is that Firefox blocks annoying pop-up windows.
One of the complaints that we heard over and over and over was the loss of control when you'd go to a website and suddenly all these windows would spawn all over your computer and you couldn't get where you wanted and you had to try and close them and new ones would pop up. So we developed the functionality to stop that.
Firefox also uses a feature called Tabs that lets you open lots of web pages at once within the browser window and jump back and forth between them. Millions of people have been downloading Firefox in recent months, taking nearly a 5% bite out of Microsoft's dominance of the browser market. Jeff Lunsford is the CEO of the web research group Webside Story.
Microsoft had been locked at 95% for a couple of years, and all of a sudden, some new free application to be taking 1% per month of their market share is very impressive to us.
Microsoft declined an interview, but said in a statement that it encourages a variety of applications for Windows customers. The company stressed that it has improved security features in its version of Explorer for its Windows XP operating system. Analysts say there is a possible threat to Microsoft here. Firefox is part of a growing body of so-called open-source software that competes with Microsoft, and Firefox could get a lot more people comfortable with making the switch to that kind of software. Chris Arnold, NPR News.